Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
4 o'clock hour on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Appel in today for Hot Crowder and Solana. Jimmy's also here. Crowder and Solana back tomorrow. We should be being joined by Solana at some point today. It might be this segment. And Hawk will be back later this week. Jimmy and I are still plotting our vending machine rendezvous to get rid of all the Coke Zeros before Hawk is back in the studio. We'll have George Richards coming on in the next segment to talk some Panthers hockey. But first, I want to get to the Miami Hurricanes. The Hurricanes have two games left, both on the road, at Virginia Tech on Saturday. It's a noon kick. And then at Pittsburgh to close out the season next week. And we are barreling towards a controversy in the college football playoff. Notre Dame and Miami could easily both finish at 10-2. The College Football Playoff Committee has signaled that they view Notre Dame in higher regard than they do Miami. And I think Notre Dame is playoff quality and worthy. Their two losses this season are against Miami by 3 and against Texas A&M by a point. They haven't played all that difficult of a schedule since. Best wins since are against number 20 USC and over the weekend at Pittsburgh, who was ranked. But, of course, Pat Narduzzi downplayed the idea that that means anything to Pittsburgh. So who knows the type of effort level that the Panthers brought. Here's an article from Dan Wolkin of Yahoo Sports. Team A is 10-2, didn't win a conference championship, and has played the 29th toughest schedule in the country, and owns one win over a team on the low end of the top 25. Team B is also 10-2, didn't win a conference championship, has played the 43rd toughest schedule in the country, and owns one win over a ranked team in the top 10. Based on the blind resume, you would probably assume Team B would be ranked slightly above Team A. You'd especially be convinced of that if you learned that when they played head-to-head, Team B defeated Team A. But of course, in this case, you'd be wrong, because Team A in this scenario is Notre Dame, and Team B is Miami. And when the CFP rankings come out later tonight, it is all but guaranteed that Notre Dame will be ranked above Miami. But Notre Dame will be far enough ahead that Miami really has no plausible path to leapfrog them. And Dan Wolkin says that the committee is setting itself up for the biggest controversy and arguably injustice in the history of the playoff. Now, I know we are the flagship home of the Miami Hurricanes, and I know that Florida State got hosed out of the college football playoff a couple of seasons ago. And while I disagreed with it, At least I saw the rationale behind Florida State sans Jordan Travis not being the same team. But is there ever a bigger indication that the playoff committee does not value head-to-head than this scenario that we could see play out? Now, Miami can end up making this all moot by losing one of these last two games. Two difficult places to play, both going to be cold. Pitt's ruined a Miami season before, back in 2017 when they last won 10 games and had a chance to go to the college football playoff. I don't think that you would have necessarily an argument from others that as currently constructed and as currently as they're playing, Notre Dame is better than Miami. But it doesn't matter what I may think or what you may think about the current state of the two programs. The fact of the matter is, Miami beat Notre Dame. What other metric can you use to determine who should get in, with all things being equal, than the two teams playing against each other? Miami won the game. They played. They settled it. And so if these two teams are both 10-2 at the end of the regular season and Miami is left out, well, Notre Dame gets in. What is even the point? What is even the point of playing a regular season? I don't know the rationale for it. Miami has not looked the same. Their two losses to Louisville and to SMU, bad losses. However, people like to act like the ACC is some downtrodden conference with no good teams in it outside of Miami. And even then, people might argue that. Georgia Tech's obviously been great this year. Louisville's a good team. SMU's a good team. Those were two close losses. They're not as impressive losses, quote-unquote, as Notre Dame's losses to Miami on the road and A&M by one at home. But again, the two teams played. They decided it. It was in August, of course. But we saw it with our own eyes. The Miami Hurricanes defeat Notre Dame.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Solana has now joined the program. Solana's in Tampa because Uruguay is taking on the United States in a friendly at Raymond James Stadium. Solana, kind enough to join us now from his hotel in Tampa. How was the drive today?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, Appel. You know, it was all right. It was about 4 hours, very little traffic. I'll tell you, man, walking into the hotel, I see Alexi Lalas. I see the whole Fox broadcasting crew. And I let them know, hey, you guys better not botch any Uruguayan player's name tonight. All right? I'm sick of it. I'm done with listening to you pronounce everybody's name incorrectly. All right? So get it right, Alexi.
That's my good friend Rob Stone, former colleagues for one night back in 2021. One of the highlights of my career, honestly, was having Rob Stone tossed to a broadcast that I was doing, some college basketball game back in March of 2021. No chance he remembers, but my good friend and former colleague Rob Stone, you should have said hello. Mm-hmm. Should have done. Should have done the name drop like I always do with Crowder. I love to name drop Crowder. Solana always makes fun of me because Solana's been working with Crowder for what, almost a decade now, and has never once name dropped Crowder. But I will name drop him to anybody who will listen.
Not that I would never name drop Crowder. I mean, I'll name drop when I need to name drop, but you'll name drop just like incessantly. You name drop for no reason. I mean, Mike White texted in. How many times has Appel brought up his good friend Mike White on the show today? Like, you just name drop for no reason. Like, even when it's not going to get you somewhere, I'll name drop when it's going to get me something, right? Like, I'm at Tootsie's, you know, name dropping the fact that I'm Solana and I know Channing Crowder might get me in a better situation. Walking into Walmart with Appel and he's like, oh, yeah, my good friend Mike White wants to use his shopping cart.
The best example of this, I was playing in a golf tournament and the Pouncey twins were on one of the holes just promoting the liquor that they were selling, their liquor brand. And I walk up to them, I forget what kind of liquor it was, take a shot of it. I go, oh, this is really good. Hey, by the way, you know, Channing Crowder, if you're not watching on the screen.
What are you doing? we're live on video.
If you're not watching the stream on YouTube right now,
put your shirt on.
Solana's dad just walked in the background shirtless. They got to get shorts on.
Oh, my God, man. This whole drive, like, I'm driving to Tampa with my dad, his friend, and the whole way they're talking about this game. They don't know the names of the players. Like, the whole thing is just, it's Appel, I got to tell you though, and Hawk has brought this up on the show. You know, his son goes to the University of Tampa, so you know we have a big fan of the show. His name is Victor, who has been very kind to Hawk over the past couple months. When Hawk comes out to visit his son had surgery a couple months ago. He set him up in a hotel near the University of Tampa. And Victor, who happens to work at this hotel, has gone the extra mile to accommodate.
Did you get the Mervis suite?
And, he hooked Hawk up with the Mervis suite in the past. And I didn't get the Mervis suite, but I got the next best thing, which is the Pickleball Champions suite.
Ah.
And outside my room today, as we checked into this hotel, courtesy of our friend Victor, I mean, it's hard to see, but outside I had a little flyer, the Pickleball Champions suite.
Hmm.
And then it gets even better when I walk in. There's, you know, like a little mystery basket waiting for me, and inside that basket is an enema. So thank you, Victor. I've got everything I need. I've got my suite, I've got an enema, and I've got cheese. So
and you've got your shirtless father walking in the background.
I'm not escaping the weirdo accusations anytime soon. Hey, based on the past 15 minutes of this program.
By the way, congratulations. That is a massive win for you. Truly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, Hawk and Crowder downplayed my athletic abilities for years on the show. And granted, tearing my ACL and then requiring two separate surgeries, not didn't exactly help my case, but I'm glad to be back on top, baby. Back on top.
Yeah, that is just a massive win by you. And man, I wanted to talk some Dolphins with you for a second because I didn't get to talk about this with you guys yesterday. Today is the normal day that I would come on with you, and I'm sure I would have been asked in general about, you know, should we be enjoying these wins? Should the Dolphins be more focused on tanking? And I know Barry Jackson had some interesting comments. I was talking about it earlier. And I could really go either way. For me, it's a win-win. If they win, great. I'm going to enjoy it. And it's cool because they suck for the first 8 weeks. And they're climbing themselves back in the hunt, into the graphic. But at the same time, if they lose, great. It improves their draft position. What I struggle with here from Barry Jackson is the idea that because the Dolphins have failed at rebuilds in the past, that all of a sudden we should just accept the mediocrity that they've been mired in forever and not try it again. I don't understand that logic, because when it came, and this is a different example, but when it came to going for it on fourth down, you know, well, the Dolphins had already been stopped on fourth and one at the goal line earlier in the game. But you can't base that decision on something that happened in the past. I think that same thing applies here. Just because it hasn't worked out with different regimes doesn't mean this next one was. And the example I used was, like, I would imagine Detroit Lions fans before Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell were feeling the same way. Would this ever get better? Buffalo Bills, they were terrible for a long time until Brandon Bean showed up along with Sean McDermott and they developed Josh Allen. I understand the quarterback's a big part of this equation, but to just accept mediocrity because previous folks in this organization failed miserably at their jobs, I don't buy that.
Yeah, I mean, I want to get one thing out of the way, though, Appel. I do think it's gotten to the point, and I don't necessarily blame fans for feeling this way, because, again, it's been a long time since this team was truly successful. It's been a really long time. Yeah. It's unacceptable. So I don't blame fans necessarily, but I do think it's gotten to the point where there are parts of the fan base that are actively rooting against Tua Tagovailoa and are actively rooting against Mike McDaniel. Yeah. Like, they're just sick of those guys. They're sick of what has led us through this point. And again, I'm not there. I'm not actively rooting against Tua. I don't think Tua is a bad guy. I'm not actively rooting against Mike McDaniel. I know he's not a bad guy, but I do think it's a results-based business. I don't want them back here next year, right? Like, I'm not rooting against them, but I don't want their services any longer than, you know, this season. And with that being said, I'm still a Dolphins fan. If they're winning games in a season that's been miserable, and it's part of this 25, now 26-year run that's been miserable, which is my entire fandom, I'm going to celebrate a win. Mm-hmm. Like, I just am. Because unless you told me, hey, Andrew Luck is coming out of the draft this year, right? Like, unless you told me, hey, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, like, there's been a couple surefire.
The two Colts guys. Manning
went overall, but like, there's a surefire number one overall pick. And even then, you know, I thought Cam Ward was that guy last year. And look how tough it's been in Tennessee now.
Sure, flashes, but that's a disaster around him.
Right. And look, I'm not saying he can't be a great quarterback in this league. I'm just saying it doesn't prove that quick turnaround. I don't think there's anybody in the draft right now.
No.
That you say, hey, you have to,
sure thing.
You have there to isn't. Lose games. You have to lose games. So to me, it's more about rehauling this entire roster. It's more about bringing in a new type of system and a different perspective to how to win and how to manage a roster and an organization. And that's not going to happen from 1 year to the next, no matter who's here and who's not here next season. So to me, the Dolphins should try to win games. And I'm happy when they win games. I'm enjoying when they win games, even as sloppy and as miserable as that game was Sunday morning, which it just wasn't fun. So, Appel, that's where I'm at. Like, you know, Omar Kelly said something to us on the pregame show where he said, hey, like, losing is a culture. And it sounds cliche, and I know culture gets thrown around a lot, and clearly,
you're a big culture guy.
Right, being a Heat homer, I realize why you might just scoff at the notion of using the word culture, but he's not wrong in the sense that if you're just trying to lose games, and this organization, this locker room is already seen as kind of like a losing one, then you're perpetuating that. But if you can try to win games, you can try to build some momentum moving forward, you know, I think guys feed off that. They feed off that mentality. And if you want to change the way you're viewed around the NFL, go win some football games. And right now it's the part of the schedule where the Dolphins can accomplish that.
Yeah, I think there's a bit too much talent on this team, even though we talk about how there isn't. They're too good to lose to teams like the Saints and teams like the Jets. Now, I know this is the NFL and anything can happen, but on paper, this team should be 6-7 heading into that Pittsburgh Monday night game. Let's get to headlines here really quick because we got George Richards coming up in the next segment. The headlines are sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai at DoralHyundai.com. Panthers won 8-5 last night over the Canucks. We'll talk more about that with George Richards in the next segment. I want to talk to you real quick about the Heat game last night. 2-1 now this season against the Knicks. A dramatic 115-113 win last night. Every time I say the score, it sounds like I'm saying the same number twice. The Heat held off a late run by the Knicks. They almost blew it late. But, you know, seven players in double figures. Fontecchio, 4 of 7 from three. Ware a double-double. Storman Norman pushing 20 points again. And the Heat have been great at home this year. It's a really good win for Miami. They've got, obviously, Bam and Tyler Hero still out. The Knicks are without OG and Jalen Brunson, of course, but still, anytime he could beat the Knicks, that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, Landry Shamet torched you the other night in the Garden, and Karl Anthony Towns had a tremendous first half, and the Heat couldn't rebound to save their lives in that game Friday night. And, you know, you were looking for guys like Khalil Ware to be the difference in that game, and you just didn't feel it. So coming into last night, you get that report, not even report, like Udonis Haslem reveals he texted Khalil Ware Friday night after the game on Amazon Prime. And, you know, Khalil took his words to heart. And then you're coming into this game, you're saying, well, let's see, right? Let's see how he responds to a Udonis Haslem text message, a challenge from the forever captain by Miami.
Wait, we wasted a roster spot on Udonis Haslem for so many years on the bench, where he could have just sent the text every now and again.
It is a good point, right? It is a good point. Apparently, Udonis Haslem could have accomplished everything with a phone. But Appel, Khalil Ware probably had his best game in a Miami Heat jersey yesterday. He's flexing. Like, when's the last time, for those who watch the Heat religiously, you saw Khalil Ware flex after a big dunk, after a big rebound?
He's feeling himself.
He is. He was last night. And I thought the Heat, you know, really competed. It was more a familiar territory for a Heat-Knicks game, where down the stretch, it's just a battle. And it's funny, Davion Mitchell comes up with the final rebound. So, look, the Heat have their rebounding issues. But when things are clicking with Khalil, he's playing with a high motor. He's aggressive. The dude is unbelievable. Truthfully, when he's able to put all of his talents and use them properly, 7 foot, his wingspan is insane. It's special. And if you would have told me at the start of the season, Bam's going to miss 6 games and Tyler's not going to play for the first 3-4 weeks of the season, and the Heat would be 8-6 considering their schedule, I'd say, yeah, that's a pretty good place to be. And on top of that, Norman Powell just continues to like defy reasonable expectations, man.
So, he's a whale. I'm saying
it. I mean, yeah, but maybe we don't want him to be like, we want him to be
right. You want him to be the second option and not the guy.
Well, no, I mean, you want him to be the beluga whale, not right. So much like the sperm okay. whale or the blue whale or the killer whale, because the killer whales and the blue whales and the sperm whales, the biggest of the whales, you know, Appel, those have to be very well compensated.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about extensions in the max area. And I don't know, like, are you willing to give Norman Powell the max extension? I don't know. I mean, he's playing like it right now, but will that put
it's
you in a good position
games, yeah.
in a couple of years? Is that good enough to go compete? I don't know. So, you know, that's a question that the Heat are going to have to figure out down the line. But right now, that dude's balling. And Jaime played well. Like, it was a good game last night, a really fun game.
last thing on the Heat before we get to weather and then to George Richards. How concerning to you are the rebounding issues? They're getting destroyed on the offensive glass. Is that fixable?
Well, I mean, you have Bam Adebayo who's not in.
Right.
But even before Bam got hurt, this team wasn't rebounding well. About part of, you know, I think one of the negatives to how the Heat play is that they're susceptible to getting out rebounded, right? They're constantly trying to run up the floor, and a lot of times they're getting into the painted area and on the offensive end, and they're taking these difficult shots. But part of the spacing, Bam, Kalel, whoever the bigs are, aren't around the rim at the time because you want that painted area to be open so that Davion, Jaime, Norm, they can take their defender one-on-one. You saw that yesterday, and it worked to a T. Davion Mitchell literally took over the fourth quarter by just taking Jordan Clarkson off the dribble one-on-one, isolation. And it's worked. That's part of the Heat offense. They're not setting as many screens. But again, part of that is they're not getting as many offensive rebounds. But on the defensive end, they're giving up way too many. They were second to last in defensive rebounding percentage entering last night's game. They're the worst rebounding team or second worst team in the NBA. Again, part of it is Bam Adebayo's not in there. But overall, this team, they call it gang rebounding. And yeah, that's hard when you're playing with that pace to where now not only are you running up and down the floor constantly, you've got to bang down low, whoever you are. They're not going to be a great rebounding team this year. They're just not. But they have to be better than bottom five in percentile in every single rebounding statistic if they want to be a legit team in the Eastern Conference. Because when Tyler and Bam come back, I genuinely expect this team. Maybe it's me being a Heat homer, and that's fine. Call me a
you?
Heat homer.
No.
But I genuinely believe this team is going to take a step forward, especially offensively. I think Tyler is going to mesh really well with what they're doing right now. Defensively is where I think they might be a bit behind where they want to be, because Norm and Tyler on the floor together, to me, that's problematic from a defensive perspective. They've got to figure out how to rebound the basketball better.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine that adding an all-star like Tyler Herro is going to hurt this team whenever he does return. Solana, enjoy Uruguay and the United States. Even though it's a friendly, it's unfriendly. Hopefully the United States is able to take home the win in Tampa. I'm sure there'll be a ton of Uruguay fans who made the trip like yourself, and I'm glad your father ended up putting on some clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird.
We've had some interesting moments on this stream today, let me tell you.
Yeah, so what happened with Crowder? He says his laptop doesn't work in Vegas. Apparently technology doesn't work in Vegas now.
Yeah, that or his headphones or something. We were playing McDaniel sound, and then you just hear Crowder in the background go, hey! And I was like, oh, Crowder wasn't at the press conference. And then, oh, gee, what an interview. I mean, something might have happened there in the middle of that one the chat picked up on. And now, of course, your father shirtless in the background. Again, thankfully he was wearing shorts there. Your weather, great headlines. Maybe the best headlines ever. Your weather sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. Partly cloudy. It is a beautiful night out. Temperatures in the high 70s, low 80s in South Florida. Solana, enjoy the match. Unless you're staying for a little longer. I don't know if you are.
No, I'm going to head out. Yeah, we're going to head to the stadium.
Fantastic.
One final thing. I know you're up against it, Appel, and I apologize. But, Jimmy, that V is very low, man. That's a deep V, the jersey you're wearing there.
He's feeling himself.
You got the hamburger meat coming out. Okay, Jimmy, I see you. Are you going to Tootsie's later?
Maybe.
Name drop Crowder.
V? All right. Later, guys.
Bye, Solana. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now. Talk some Panther hockey next on 104.3 FM WQAM.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
They were just sitting in your house naked?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if she shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We heard this song 8 times last night at Amerant Bank Arena in the Panthers 8-5 win over the Canucks. As we welcome you back to the Hawkman and Crowder and Solana show right here on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami Sports Leader, also the home of the Florida Panthers. George Richards of FloridaHockeyNow.com joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com. Georgie, hello. How you doing?
Hey, Josh. What's going on, bud?
Oh, not much. A big win for the Cats last night. 16 different players got on the score sheet. 8 goals. Yeah. I feel like it might be time to start bringing back the We Want 10 chance.
Sure.
Because aside from that Lightning game on Saturday, this Panther offense, which has created a ton of chances, seems like they're finally starting to cash in on those.
Yeah, the Panthers have obviously, you know, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, the Panthers were at the very bottom of the NHL in goals scored. But when you looked at the underlying statistics, they were one of the top teams in the entire league for expected goals for the team. And eventually that tide's going to turn, and it certainly did last night against Vancouver with Florida getting 7 goals with a goalie in net and then the empty net by Brad Marchand. But you listen, they felt pretty – they weren't very happy with what happened Saturday night against Tampa Bay. That was 2 points, I think, that Florida let slip away. Tampa Bay – you know, just with a makeshift lineup comes in here and gets a win. The Panthers were pretty angry Saturday night that they let one slip away. That was not a team they should have lost to. And then they made up for it on Monday against the Canucks.
Can you contextualize what Brad Marchand is doing so far this season? He's 37 years old. He's on an 11-game point streak, 13 goals to lead the team, tied for second in the NHL, leads the team in points. Hard to imagine where this team would be right now without him.
Yeah, without Marchand and Sam Reinhart, right? I mean, Florida, that's Florida's offense for the most part. I mean, listen, with Brad Marchand, we talked about it last year, those final 20 games when he finally got into the lineup, when he finally played, I think he had 1 assist, 2 assists, something like that.
Yeah, Solana was calling it a bad trade.
Yeah, and there were some fans saying that he was, you know, he was a
double agent
by the Boston Bruins to kind of tank things, right? And then they put him with Anton Lundell and Etu Lusterainen, and boom, and it hasn't stopped. It just hasn't stopped. Etu Lusterainen and Anton Lundell with Brad Marchand has been one of the top top lines in the NHL ever since they put them together for game one against Tampa Bay Lightning. The Lightning, Toronto, Carolina, Edmonton had no answer for that line last year in the playoffs, and it's continued now. Luis Ryan didn't play last night, but they've just been terrific together.
We talk about Reinhart and Marchand essentially being the majority of the Panthers' offensive production, and I know Sam Bennett scored last night, had a couple of points, but how do you explain his slow start to the season? Is it because he doesn't have Tkachuk on his wing? I'm sure that's part of it. Is it because there are matchups that he's getting now that are less favorable to him because Barkov's out of the lineup? How do you explain Sam Bennett's slow start?
Can't explain it. You know, spoke to him about it. I mean, it has picked up, right, a little bit lately. He's got a couple goals. He's been getting some assists. I think he went a run where he had eight games with 1 point earlier last month. So he's been able to pick it up. Carter Verhaeghe, just again, same thing as we saw with him last year, always in the right spot. The shot's just not going in right now. It's kind of like that shot by Mackie Samuskevich last night. I mean, that 99 times out of 100, that's a goal. You know,
he somehow managed to get bumped up to the top line last night. It was one of like three players in a lineup who didn't get a point.
Right. All right. Sergei Bobrovsky outscored a couple of those guys. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to explain. It's just one of those weird things. It's like, how do you explain what Brad Marchand's doing? I don't know. I can't, because we did not expect this from him. We did not expect this from Sam Bennett nor Carter Verhaeghe. But it's a long season, man. It, we're only 19 games into this thing. Talking to Paul Maurice about Sam Bennett, he's like, listen, he had a rough, you know, he had some rough stretches last year, and look at how it ended. He was the MVP of the entire postseason. So they're not sweating it. They're not, you know, they're not worrying about it. He'll get her going.
Yeah, and it seems like as a team, as we mentioned earlier in the interview, as a whole, it seems like it's starting to get going, and hopefully last night is something that sparks Sam Bennett moving forward. Outside of the slow starts for guys like Bennett and Verhaeghe, is there anything that concerns you with this team right now? They've got a similar record at this point in the season that they had the last couple of years. I know. Like, last night was such a weird game because they gave up five goals on 15 shots. I think the Canucks had close to 50 shot attempts, something along those lines, and only 15 made it on goal. So they're not giving up a ton, but it seems like the shots they do give up are high quality. Is that the most concerning thing? Do you have other areas here where you're looking at, like, this is a problem?
Well, yeah. I mean, certainly there were a couple breakaways and thing of that sort, but that was more of a problem last year, right? Mm-hmm. We talked last year all the breakaways that Florida was giving away. They're giving up a lot fewer of those. Now, listen, those were some great plays. Quinn Hughes got things going.
That guy's good,
for the Vancouver Canucks. I mean, seriously, those were great. Those were five great goals by the Vancouver Canucks. There weren't any cheapies in there except for maybe the one where Bob jumped on it and the puck slipped past him. And that happens. It's a puck on a frozen sheet of ice. I mean, it happens. So those were great goals by Vancouver, and this is a team that's been doing this all year. Vancouver's problem is their defense. It's not their offensive game. They scored 6 against Tampa Bay on Sunday night. So Vancouver knows how to score. Sergei Bobrovsky knows how to stop the puck. Last night was just one of those nights where it kind of got away, and Florida was able to be resilient. Down 2-0 like that, they gave up, you know, 2 goals in 12 seconds or something. And boom, they're right back in that game. So they were able to come back. They were able to do the right things. One of the things that concerns me, yes, the records are the same, and we can look at the standings and all that good stuff. The injuries are really starting to pile up. Guys, they're just running out of bodies. Cole Schwint last night, you know, collides with Sergei Bobrovsky. It could be a shoulder. It could be a collarbone. I think it's a shoulder, but I'm not a doctor. He's not going to be playing for a while. So Florida's now down. This will be their fourth line center that they're bringing up. They're just running out of bodies, and none of these guys, like Paul Maurice said last night, are coming back anytime soon.
It was an interesting night of history for Sergei Bobrovsky. On a night where his save percentage was lower than 70%, he picks up another win, moving it past Jacques Plante for ninth most all time. I'm not saying that there's like a worry with him because you know what you're going to get out of Bob, but it is so interesting to me that they're winning in spite of him having a sub 900 save percentage right now. But he's a guy that everybody believes will get it figured out. There is zero worry or concern with Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah, I didn't even know that he was sub 900. I don't think
he cares.
Paul Maurice looks at the number. Well, I know he doesn't care.
Right.
I don't think anybody looks at the numbers. I mean, honestly, you're giving me numbers that I really don't even know because we don't even look at them. It's just right. Like, okay, well, whatever. It's, you know, it's no. These aren't the old days, man. Where we poured all this. It's like, whatever.
Well, it's so funny because
I don't think they care what Sergei Bobrovsky's numbers are. He's getting the wins. He gave up two goals to the Tampa Bay Lightning. That game is not on him.
No way.
Right. I mean, so games like last night happen. It was a Monday night in November. Might be the smallest crowd the Florida Panthers play in front of at home all season. Okay, great, whatever. These guys look at the schedule. These guys look at the calendar. They know they've got months ahead of them. Sergei's getting into his zone, man. He's got a routine. He's working his way through it. I have no concern. I know he doesn't. I talked to him last night in the locker room, just me and him, just talking. And we were talking about legacy and being on this list. And he's like, man, there's so much ahead of me here with the Panthers. We're good, you know. And that's the way he treats this. He's just happy to be there every day, happy to go to work, whether it's practice or a game. Sergei Bobrovsky just wants to be on that ice and try and get a little bit better every day. And that's what the Panthers are looking for. They're building towards that. They're not really worried about a rando game in November.
Well, you talk about them knowing what's coming ahead. We heard from Paul Maurice, I think it was last week, that Matthew Tkachuk would be slowly returning to practice, skating around a little bit. What is the realistic timeline for him? And do you envision him playing in the Winter Classic on January 2nd?
I do not. No. No. January 2nd, I think, is a little bit too quick. But, you know, I think the timeline for Matthew Tkachuk is what it has always been. We always thought it was going to be couple weeks into January. Now, a couple weeks into January versus January 2nd doesn't sound like that much, but he had a lot of work done. Yeah. And, you know, and he put off the surgery until late August, early September, whatever it was, so he could enjoy his off season. They knew what the timeline was going to be to ramp up towards January and get into the Olympic flow in February. I would be surprised if he's on the ice for the Winter Classic, but, you know, I've been surprised before. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, with a surgically report, you know, sports hernia and the groin thing, you know, we'll just have to wait. The doctors are not going to clear him unless he's ready because there's too much at stake for him just to play in this outdoor game. They are not going to play him unless he's 100%.
We talk about all the injuries with this team. Kulikov's out. Schwintz now out. Tkachuk, obviously. Barkov, obviously. No six out. You mentioned they're running out of bodies. I'm sure they like some of their depth that's in Charlotte right now, but
sure.
Bill Zito is an aggressive general manager. We have seen that time and time again. Do you envision this being the group that they continue rolling with until the injured guys return? Or if they're still kind of treading water like this, do you see him maybe going after a guy like Ryan O'Reilly in Nashville or one of the guys, other guys that they're trying to get rid of, or maybe some help on that third pair? It seemed like they found maybe a diamond in the rough in Sabrango, but he's had a couple of tough games. Uvis Bolinskis back. How do you kind of envision Bill Zito navigating what's ahead?
I think they stand. I think they try and add to what they've got right now. Like if you say stand pat, I don't know where they're going to be able to make moves. You've got Tkachuk possibly coming back in a month or 6 weeks. That money's got to be back on the books. You don't have any money under the salary cap to make any kind of moves unless you're moving one of your big players. So listen, Bill Zito and the Panthers worked magic on July 1. It's harder to do it during the regular season unless somebody else big gets hurt. Guys like Cole Schwint and his $750,000 contract are not going to do it. You could get another $750,000 guy, but that's about it. So they're scouring the waiver wire and all that kind of stuff. you know, O'Reilly, the whole thing in Nashville. Nashville is going to be a seller, but is Nashville a seller right now? I don't know. So, well, you know, I think as we get closer to the trade deadline, you're going to see some more action. But as far as that goes, I think they're just going to play with what they got.
George, I love the throwback Miami baseball memorabilia in the background, but the Tampa Bay hat, what are we doing there?
Oh, I just put it on today.
Bad hair day for you?
It's always a bad day. Yeah, it's same. Always a bad hair day, brother.
Same. You and I, the same. I know I've asked you about this before, but on the way out, George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com, the McRib, have you partaken since it's returned?
I've never had the McRib.
Yeah, I am jealous of you. You don't have to try it. It's terrible.
Well, yeah, dude, okay, real quick. I had the McRib when I was like in elementary school in Miami. They used to give us that little McRib, that rib patty thing, and that's what it is. I mean, no, I'm good. I might have had a bite of somebody's. I was like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need that.
Why have a McRib when you can drive down the street and head over to Flanagan's for some real
food?
How
much is a McRib combo deal? $10?
Way too expensive for how horrible it is.
$12?
I don't know.
Meal deal, baby. Meal deal.
Ah, the Joe's meal deal. I thought you were talking about the McRib from
McDonald's. No. For an extra $7-$8, man, you get it, the drink, the salad, the rolls, half rack, a baked potato if you'd like.
It's enough of the McRib, let's be honest.
Enough of the McRib.
George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com, joining us here on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Thanks, as always, for your time. Read his coverage again, FloridaHockeyNow.com. George, thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Good seeing you, brother.
Always a pleasure. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Back after this.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.